The Rock Station, 94.1 KRNA. It's 7:19 with Lewis and Lang. Comics in Action in studio with us. You can see them in Mount Vernon tonight. And, of course, comicsinaction.com has all of the upcoming dates. And today we're going to play a little game called Press Conference.
That's right.
Now, the rules are very simple. We're going to have Agent Danute come in here in a minute.
Yep.
And we are going to ask him questions, but he doesn't know who he is.
Exactly.
And today he's Spider-Man.
Today he is Spider-Man.
Hold on 1 second. Let me go get the agent.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, sir. Yes. We've got your microphone right here.
This thing on?
Yeah, it should be set and ready to go. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming to this press conference. I just had to call it on a really short notice, so I really appreciate you being here. We just go ahead and start the questions, because I got a couple ladies out in the limo.
Yes, sir. Yes, this is David Bowtie from Vogue.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're actually very curious about your recent decision to alter your wardrobe.
Yes.
We found that, you know, through the years, you've gone through many different choices for your wardrobe, and everyone's been fascinated by it. But what's up with the recent choice?
Well, actually, I had to change the material basically because I have a special skin condition. Allows me to flake off, and you know, when I'm going through downtown, I just can't have people staring at me in my awful psoriasis.
Hector Manifest Pressed Pants Monthly.
Oh, yes, go ahead, Hector.
Question for you. Was wondering what it was like to work with the great Rita Moreno.
Oh, Rita's great. I actually, she's my highlight partner. We go down to the club every weekend, and we just, you know, throw around a couple balls over the weekend. You know, she's always been a delight, and she's someone who's really close to my heart.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, go
Lane
ahead,
Stein from Popular Science. I know you recently saw the work of the famous doctor, that failed experiment. What did you feel about it?
Well, we know that Doc has been around for a long time, and personally, his study on primates would really interest me, especially the way that they had proficiency in flinging poo and their accuracy therein. So I was really excited about participating in his upcoming study.
Follow-up question, sir. Don Blackout, Nuclear Monthly.
Oh, you changed your name.
Why science? That's just sort of something that our listeners are curious. Why? I mean, it's a noble profession, but what led you to the pursuit of science?
Well, actually, it started off, I was a member of a land gaming center where, I don't know if you're familiar with this, we actually hooked PCs up, and we were a big bunch of geeks, and we did collectible card games and all this stuff, and it was fantastic. But really got me into science was the ability to pick up chicks. Yes, I mean, actually, you can use science in your advantage to pick up women. It's a fascinating subject. It goes back to the poo flinging and primate studies as well.
Yes,
sir.
Ernest Hemingroyd from Good Sitting Monthly.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's good. just curious, what it's like to live with an older woman?
Ooh, well, I tell you what, it's a fun time we have. I mean, she gets, you know, picks up Social Security checks at the end of the month, so that's always a bonus. What's the real advantage in that is she can cook like there's no end to it.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, you.
Stella Lee from Graphic Novel Monthly. We're all marveling at your accomplishments. Did you ever think you'd make it this far?
Well, you know, I was really slung into this profession on accident. It was, you know, we were visiting some type of museum, some entological place, and I was really getting into it. And at the end, we sat down, had a nice dinner, a little bite to eat, and called it a career.
One last final question. Yes, this is Anita Hosu from Legality Times.
Yes, yes.
Yes, make a commentary on the recent lawsuit brought up against you by the doctor for excessive use of force? We're kind of wondering, was it a swung jury?
Yes, it was a swung jury, a slung jury. And really, you know, I was surprised at their verdict. They said the costume should be yellow and green, and I was saying that Electro always had that. And really, Spider-Man needs to have a new blue and red costume because that fits his persona.
That was amazing. That was spectacular.
They're like, what about Spider-Man? I'm like, okay, but we have to pick the most obscure thing possible to ask him about. Do you like that your vision's more improved now?
I was like, okay, I got the slung, but I figured they're going to do something kind of Spidey sense thing in there, and I never picked it up.
No, see, we got to just leave it.
See, I was going to bust out Rita Moreno and Morgan Freeman. Yeah. Electric Company.
There you go.
Yeah, yep. I thought that might have been a little bit of a
the pulling the Tobey Maguire. Did you like horses? You know, things like that. You know.
Only in French cuisine.
Exactly. Oh, okay, then. Once again, they are the comics. They're in action. They're comics in action. Tonight in Mount Vernon, and go to comicsinaction.com for full information about all their upcoming dates. And they join us every couple weeks. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you.
For coming in.
You guys take care.
You as... God bless you. It's 7:25 coming up. Listen for Santa Claus. That was our plan B, by the way, was to be Santa Claus.
And plan C was Mr. T.
Yeah, Mr. T. We may be saving that one for the future, just to warn you.
We're going to think of who's. We're going to combine all of them, that you were like Spidey who delivered Christmas presents, but who talked like Mr. T.
Mr. T got bitten by a radioactive spider and now has superpowers.